It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
song.
That's
the weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, we will give you three stop-down candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And now that football season is almost here, let's all vote responsibly this morning, shall we? Candidate number one comes to us from the Heartline. They've been playing really well lately, in the E-Break competition anyway. And one Mike Reiner had a problem this week. The difference between Billy Bob Thornton and Tommy Lee Jones.
I like them all.
Matt Damon is so great, too. But co-starring, added, will be Tommy Lee Jones. He is a crazy-looking son of a bitch now, too. Good Lord.
Is he going to be in Fargo?
I don't think so.
I think he got killed in that last year, didn't he? His character did.
Tommy Lee Jones?
I don't think he was in it.
He wasn't in Fargo.
Who am I thinking
Mike?
Of?
Mike?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, they both have three names, yeah. So you were close.
Yeah, I was.
Yes, Billy Bob Thornton's character got way killed in the last episode.
Way killed.
You know, I may have done that before. Confuse those two? Confuse those two. Yeah, maybe. And who is in what film or TV show? I may have done that. It happens, Ryan's. Candidate number two from Ryan's partner, one Corby Davidson, made this noise on the air.
So get all the info here first on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You know what we got? Oh, my God.
Timeout, Davidson.
What was that?
Jeez.
Dude, Fahey took two shots to the face with pepper spray and never made that sound.
It was just like, I hadn't spoken since the last segment, and that was the buildup of stuff, yes. I guess, that accumulated.
Mm-hmm. Phlegm throat strikes.
Why are we so gross?
This was a bad idea.
It was a Fahey drop that played there at the end. Boy, I love the Danny jump in, the immediate attempt to impersonate what sound was just made. What are you doing?
And Corby's right. We've asked this question a lot. Why are we so gross?
I don't know.
Why are humans so disgusting?
I don't know why we're so gross, but let's hear that isolated, Jer.
You know what we got? You know what we got?
Sounds like Dennis Rodman.
You know what we got?
Really, 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 really.
You know what we got?
Really? All right, one more time from the top.
So get all the info here first on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You know what we got? Oh, my God.
Timeout, Davidson.
What was that?
Jeez.
Dude, Fahey took two shots to the face with pepper spray and never made that sound.
I don't know. It was just like, I hadn't spoken since the last segment, and that was the buildup of stuff, yes. I guess, that accumulated.
Mm-hmm. Phlegm throat strikes.
Why are we so gross?
This was a bad idea.
All right, so there is Corby up for yet another e-break for making this noise.
You know what we got?
All right, so it's Rhines, Corby, and then candidate number three, one Jonathan Fahey, who is back up for an e-break. Instead of just playing along with TC on the weekend, he decided to just act like he doesn't care about anything. I don't know if he really has to act like that because, yeah, I don't think Fahey cares much about anything.
I'm TC Fleming in here with Justin Montemayor for one more segment. Cirque du Soleil will follow us. We'll have a replay. What's up on the replay, John Fahey?
Do we know?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
You put it together.
That's okay. So what?
All right.
Well, if there was anyone,
it'll be really good.
Forget it.
It'll be really good.
If there is anyone that would know, I would guess it would be you. But so, if you don't know,
well,
no one knows.
Since every single time you freaking ask me what it is, I don't know what it is, I would think that you would learn by now that as soon as I do it, I forget about it.
I didn't ask you, though.
If I've asked you, I don't remember.
So,
which would support your argument that it is easy to forget things. So the Washington Post put out a feature on Chip.
You think it's just top 10 host tension between TC and Fahey?
What's the story there?
I think that's what it is.
It's such on-air hostility.
And what they're talking about there, now on the weekends you can enjoy something that happened during the week, either a big-name guest or a funny moment on the ticket. They'll play those top of the hour. And Fahey does put those together. So it would stand to reason that he would know, I don't know, maybe what a few of them are, or maybe could at least tell the P1, hey, I'm not sure what this one is, but during the day today you'll hear this, this, and this.
Or just... it's a surprise, but it's really good stuff.
It's something that's really good from this week. Instead of, I have no idea.
He does that because he hates TC?
Probably.
Yeah. What is there? Does anybody know if they've historically had a beef, or is it just the top 10 thing?
Are they warring?
Yeah, are they
TC
warring?
TC doesn't like what Fahey's done to the top 10.
Or done to his body, maybe?
Or done to his body, yeah. Doesn't appreciate what Fahey has done to his body. All right, so those are your three candidates. One, Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson, or John Fahey. 888-787-1310. Let's go. Let's do this the right way. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You know what I am, radio.
Hey, it's Natalie Maines.
Die.
Hey, you need to go and vote for Mike Reiner, just so you know. Happy training camp, Maggie.
I love you too. Why you so? It's a funny voice. She always votes responsibly.
It was appropriate 1 week after we did the story.
Just so
and
you
that's
know,
it. That was 10 years ago.
Keep it coming. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I like to vote responsibly for vaginal slice born one.
Oh man, second caller in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Nobody with George Gordon E. Greg. Who's also hotel by Mike Reiner.
Okay, thank you. That was Spanish, I think. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, guys. Clay Cooley here.
Hey, Clay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's find out where
that
going.
Was going nowhere good.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hello, I would like to vote responsibly for Corby Davidson.
That's how you do it, buddy. Way to go.
Nice.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Hey, this is Steve, formerly of Cop Bell, and I'd like to vote for Mike and his memory getting old.
Okay.
Steve, formerly of Coppell. Like everyone knows who that is.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Super Diarrhea Man. Fahey wins. Diarrhea.
What a terrible
worst
character.
Superhero of all time.
Ever bring that superhero back. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I like to respond to the vote.
That's a Corby vote there. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, this is Bart Rager from the Rager Dykes Auto Group. I like to keep it real. I've never won a Grand Slam in tennis, and I've never voted for Corby Davidson, but I just did now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, the car sponsor is calling
up. Not everyone has to impersonate a car dealership guy.
Hello, P1, you are on the air.
Hey, guys, it's Clay Cooley here. And
unbelievable.
By the way, you can just say car dealer, not car dealership guy.
Car dealership person, man.
Hello, you are on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
This is Mortar. I'd like to vote for Corby.
Okay, there's Mortar. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello?
Hey, he wins. It's Friday and you're gay.
Okay.
Right. Only on Fridays,
only
George?
On Fridays, I guess, okay. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, this is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, calling from the grave. I want to vote for Donald Trump.
What'd he say? Who is
I don't
that?
Know. I don't think
American
that was good.
Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello, you Hate are you. On the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for that lead singer from Motley Crue, Tommy Lee Thornton, and a shout-out to Race Week.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Whoever hired that jackass George DeJean.
Hey, hey.
He's our friend.
Yeah.
And co-worker,
yes.
Sir.
Yes, you don't talk like that about George DeGianni. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to respond to vote for Corby. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
Corby making this ridiculous noise wins the e-break.
So get all the info here first on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You know, we got, oh my God.
Time out, Davidson.
What was that?
Jeez.
Dude, Fahey took two
mess.
Shots to the face with pepper spray and never made that sound.
I don't know. That was just like, I hadn't spoken since the last segment, and that was the buildup of stuff,
yes.
I guess, that accumulated.
Phlegm throat what? Strikes.
Why are we so gross?
This is a bad idea.
All right, how many wins is that for one timeout Davidson?
Can it really be? It's his first win this year. First win.
But career, he's got like a million.
Career,
right?
He's got 40. Yeah, he's closing in on junior. He's at 43.
I love that drop after he messes up. Timeout Davidson.
I know, me too. I love that one.